The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today
FM. We had a lovely weekend and then the rain came back again. So this is an opportune time perhaps to get Sarah Slattery from travelexpert.ie to give us some travel ideas that, yes, take us out of the country and take us perhaps to some warmer spots. So Sarah, I believe you have one that's up quite soon, as in sometime next week, to get away to Kos.
That's right, Matt. And the weather's very good there at the moment. May is always a great time to pick up a bargain. And Kos Town, this is a nice little small adult-only boutique hotel in Kos Town called the Bahamas. Only 30 rooms, and it's €370 for a week going on the 22nd of May. And that includes your flights, your transfers, your baggage and breakfast every day for €370 per person. So kind of hard to get better than that now, I think.
Does that include your flights?
That includes your flights, yeah. It's a package with flights, transfers, baggage and breakfast. And, I mean, it's a basic kind of Greek hotel, but it's centrally located, 10 minutes from the centre, gets really good reviews, rated as excellent on TripAdvisor. And Kos Town is great. You've got, you know, great restaurants, plenty of historical sites, lots to do. You can even take the boat over to Turkey if you want. Lots to do around there.
Okay, now, slightly a few weeks out, but not that far out. The 4th of June isn't that far away. You have a 5-star trip to Lanzarote.
Yeah, everybody seems to want Lanzarote. You just can't get away from it. I've been asked constantly, will I feature Lanzarote? And this is just really nice. If you're somebody looking for a luxury break, the Secrets Resort, it's 5-star right on the seafront. And this is a package on the 4th of June. It's €1,019, including your flights. It's a package that they include private transfers with that, return private transfers, baggage and breakfast every day as well. So if you want that kind of 5-star complete relaxation, that's kind of hard to beat.
And then your next one is at the end of August, and you're suggesting a location which was definitely the most disappointing holiday that I've ever had.
Really?
Agadir in Morocco.
Oh, really? It's gone very popular now. Funny. There's a kind of a whole new area that I haven't been, so I can't even comment on that part. But I'm hearing really good things, actually. So that's interesting to hear you say that. But this
This is going back a long time. This is going back to the late 1990s. And it was before we had kids. And it just was... Now, the weather was just really poor, as in the sun didn't break through the clouds, even though it was June or July for the first week we were there. But everything about it, didn't particularly like the food or the wine or anything. It was an absolute, actually, shocker of a holiday.
Oh God. Well, maybe we should skip that one. But no, I have heard a lot of people, particularly, I suppose, more so winter, it's gone really, really popular because Ryanair are flying there as well as Marrakesh as well. But this is hotel, the Timalay and Spa Hotel in Agadir. It's voted the second best hotel to stay in Agadir. And just the price are really good. Like the end of August, the return flights are €146. So the package, including the hotel for a week with breakfast, is €477. I just thought for people looking for, you know, it's very hard to get kind of good deals in July, August. I thought that was pretty good value.
Okay, I'm sure there are plenty of listeners out there who may have had much better experiences than I did in Agadir. Now, somewhere that I always like getting to, and I hope to get to again later this year, come election time, is the United States. So tell us about the USA sale that Aer Lingus has at present.
This just started today. So €100 off economy flights and €200 off business class fares, but they actually starts from the 1st of August. So it's rare to get it in peak season. Now, I picked September because I thought that was a good time to go. Like return flights, weekend flights, Friday to Monday, you're looking at $364 per person return with Aer Lingus to New York. And then if you wanted to go a little bit further, LA, I'm just back from LA now. I know we might cover it another time, but like $395 return to Los Angeles, like it's literally 11-hour flight. Like when you think of the value, it's probably the same price to go to Lanzarote as it is to go to Los Angeles. So if you wanted to do something really flash and something really different, the airfares are really, really good with Aer Lingus. And that's from the 1st of August right up to the 30th of November.
Okay, but we won't talk about Los Angeles as a destination now. This is relevant for the other things that we have long haul. And how expensive is it now in the United States when you get there?
It was really mixed, you know. I kind of found some things outrageously expensive, like actual just basic food items in like a shop or a supermarket or toiletries, things like that were, you know, ridiculous, like 3 or 4 times the price of here. But then if you had pizzas out or beers or kind of went for pub grub in a nice kind of trendy bar, I thought it was about the same price as here. So it was very, very mixed. Taxis around the same price, hotel accommodation around the same. Like some things were really, really dear. I'd say if you went to the high-end restaurants, you'd pay a lot of money there as well. But, you know, we were all of us, it was a group of us, we were all quite surprised that some things were actually quite good value compared to, like, I've been in New York and some of the prices were shocking, you know, a sandwich for breakfast could be like $20, you know. But then other times you'd find prices quite good. So it, I suppose it just depends on where you go and what you look at. I mean, I just picked the Ziggy Hotel, which is a famous hotel on the Sunset Strip in West Hollywood, probably the best place to stay in LA, or the most expensive, or the most kind of where all the celebrities hang out. And for a week there in September, it's $988. So like you'd get a total package there for $1380 in like probably the most iconic or the best kind of place to stay, right beside where all the music legends were and all the cool bars are. So, you know, it's not as dear maybe to get to as a lot of people think.
Okay, but do you need a car when you're there?
Yeah, well, the traffic is outrageous now. Absolutely. It just felt like everywhere we went just took hours. So I would say if you can, I would either just go with Uber or the Metro if you're not nervous. Some people would be nervous, but on the Metro, it depends on what you're doing. Like if you're staying around Hollywood, it's fine. But if you want to get out and go to the different areas, go to Universal Studios or go out and hike the Hollywood sign or do various things, you know, the traffic was the one thing that just kind of put me off, to be honest.
Okay.
I felt it was really bad.
You have a New York weekend as well.
Yeah, New York, again, if with those cheap flights, 364, you could get a package in September for 728 in a 4-star hotel. The New York, in that's down in downtown, the DoubleTree by Hilton downtown. So like get 728, you know, for 2 sharing, it's for a total price. If you have 3 or 4 sharing, the prices are even would be even less. So just a really good time to go, not too hot, and just really good value. Okay. I have all these hotels linked on the website, by the way, if anybody's looking for them or frantically writing them down.
Okay, Cathy was listening to me and said, myself and my husband had our first holiday in Agadir, also the late 90s, pre-kids, and it was the best holiday ever. Which brings me on to somewhere that during the 90s I went to twice and I really enjoyed, which was Cancun in Mexico. You've also got 2 weeks there in June.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people forget we've direct flights to Cancun in June and July. So if you want somewhere long haul, you want one of those all-inclusive holidays, the value is actually quite good. Get a 5-star hotel with all your drinks, all your food, everything included. One of those beachfront, typical kind of Mexican hotels, the Grand Riviera Princess. And it's $1,678 per person. And that's for 2 weeks. So, like, you know, when you think of it, 5-star, all your food, all your drinks, your flights, your transfers, your baggage, you know, it's really quite good value.
Okay. And then I suppose people are already maybe planning towards the Christmas period. So to finish out, you've got one, which is, I suppose, a big indulgence for Christmas for those who might want to get away out of the country. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is Hawaii. It's on my own bucket list. I'd love to go to Hawaii. And I just thought this was good for somebody looking for it like that who wants to be away for Christmas. You have flights to LA again. You have a night, spend a night in a hotel, and then you get on a 16-night cruise, stopping in 4 or 5, I think, Hawaiian islands, and then with a stop in Mexico on the way back. And the total price is $1,799. And that includes, that departs Dublin on the 18th of December, and includes your flights, your hotel, your 16-night cruise, all your meals on board, entertainment. It's on Grand Princess. You can add on drinks packages if you want, Wi-Fi, gratuity, things like that. You know, but I think for to go at that time in a place that weather should be nice to such a destination, like the hotel prices in Hawaii over Christmas would be, you know, obscene. So to get there, you know, on a cruise is a good way to see it.
Okay, Trish says the schools post-primary are back this year on the 22nd of August. Didn't know that, which means you need to be careful about booking your times to get the rest cheap holidays. It's an interesting point.
I'm not sure if all schools are the same, but maybe they are.
You need to check with your schools, don't you, to make sure that you're not booking and suddenly discover the kids need to be back. Anyway, we got to leave it there. Sarah Slattery from travelexpert.ie. Thank you very much.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.